the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Anything goes, right? We should just tolerate everything, huh? What is this lack of morality, this attitude of indifference? Well, it's the road that leads to tyranny and enslavement. You know, it breaks my heart to see so much beauty desecrated and forsaken, to see so much potential flushed down into the cesspool. Earth is a toilet, and we are all just turds in the bowl. Look at all the superficiality that engulfs and eventually destroys our relationships. Look at the way that we treat each other. Look at the way we treat ourselves. Examine the way in which we celebrate the destruction of our own species. What a lost, ridiculous, and completely apathetic race of slaves we've become, devoid of spirit, estranged from our very selves, and giving it all away willingly, as long as we are kept pacified by this system of evil. The only result of this lack of care will be extinction, and we seem to celebrate this as we wander aimlessly in circles like deluded rejects. At what level of consciousness do you operate, huh? Do you explore your own mind, or do you merely get caught up in all of the nonsense? Our potential is stifled, regulated, and utterly controlled in this system of cognitive enslavement. Gotta get that next best smart device, gotta get that upgraded smart TV or video game system. I want my distractions to be more appealing and enticing. I want my slavery to be comfortable. I want my senses to be satiated as I exist within the dark pit of my own inner emptiness. And as long as I remain comfortable, I won't complain. Promise me safety and security. Protect me from myself, Big Daddy State. Fuck it. Let's try some socialism. It just might work this time. Don't you see what's happening? You're being encouraged to give your power away to everything external at the expense of yourself. Trust me, society has nothing to offer you that can fill that inner emptiness that you experience. Only you can do that for yourself. Oh, but we don't want to hear that harsh truth now, do we? No, you do it for me. I serve the system. I pay my taxes. I demand that you fill that void within me. Oh, Big Daddy State. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Allah. Oh, Buddha. Save me. It's not going to happen. It's all just turds in the bowl. Grab the plunger. The shit is overflowing. Speaking of which, examine your closest and most intimate relationships. Are they based upon reciprocated love, trust, honor, respect, and care? Or are they just more turds in the bowl? Are they based upon mutual upliftment or codependency? Ask yourself and be honest. Are you truly independent and sovereign, or are you just floating around aimlessly amidst the other turds in the bowl? Oh, but let's all just be more accepting. Let's be open and tolerant of every diseased, contorted, and completely depraved ideological presentation that society has to offer. Won't that just be peachy fucking keen? It's all just turds in the bowl. It's all nothing more than a planetary toilet that's about to be flushed. Good. Let it all go down. After all, what are you clinging on to? What are you offering to make the situation better? Or are you just whining and complaining like another turd in the bowl? Wow, I totally admire the way people post musings or political memes on Facebook. That's really getting things done. The iPhone commandos and meme warriors are just so enlightened with their ill-informed, adopted opinions, aren't they? They don't actually do anything. They just complain in an utter display of ego masturbation. I'll bet that they will be among the first that will encourage people on social media to get out there and vote so that the turds in the bowl can perpetuate their own misery. Hey, you know what? They can all just go and fuck off. That's right, fuck off. They are just part of the problem, and they certainly don't offer any ideas for solutions. They are problem-oriented in their consciousness, not solution-oriented. I sure hope there's plenty of toilet paper handy, because the shit is about to hit the fan. Whether these bitches like it or not, their little fantasy world of illusion and cognitive arrested development is about to implode all around them. So they can whine and complain and piss and moan all they like, but until such a time as real-world practical action is taken, they will be nothing more than just turds in the bowl, circling around the drain of oblivion. What absolutely amazing times we live in. Walk in peace.